Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone should be in. Is everybody in? Can people hear me?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay, so we're in. Everybody looks to be in.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, people need to turn off their mute if possible. I'm turning it off. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me, Monique?
Okay. Let me see.
Okay, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I can hear her now.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, son.
Okay, Jackson.
Can everybody
can hear
Tamara?
Me? Can you hear Tamara?
Yeah.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We can.
All
right. Yeah.
I hear the recording has started.
Okay. So we can end this episode and start over. We can just go from here, and then he can edit it.
That's fine. Just
okay.
we can Bye. Just let us know when you're ready, Monique.
I'm ready.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Nikki.
I can hear you.
I can hear everybody. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. When
yes.
do you want us
we
to
can
start?
Hear you.
Okay, so we can start now. Let's hit it.
Okay, and 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year. Abaragani. Hotep. Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings to all. We thank you for taking the time to listen to your Moja, the gift of giving. Our Writers Row family is pleased to bring you this incredible production written by our very own talented Sister Tamara Monique Walker.
Umoja, the miracle of giving, the first principle of Kwanzaa. The miracle of giving is a story filled with emotions that impact the lives of three families. This solidified and increased their trust in God. The story covers the first principle of Kwanzaa known as Umoja. The meaning is profound, to maintain unity in the family and community. Our story involves three families, the Sankofas, who are Papa Danny, Mama Ann, and their 10-year-old son, True. Papa Danny has a real estate company he has operated for 30 years. He is loving, passionate, and still on fire for his wife. He is an excellent provider that takes good care of his family. Their home is where everything takes place. The second family are the Trebazes. This is Anthony and his wife, Colleen, who is the daughter of Papa Danny and Mama Ann. They have 1 8-year-old son named Jackson. They are financially stable and owners of Tony's Discount Furniture Store. The third family are the Chemists, and they are new to the neighborhood. This family consists of Ray, his wife Monique, and their 10-year-old daughter May. Ray moved his family from Seattle to Portland for a better life. There were many issues that prompted this move. To start, the company closed down due to the worldwide effects of COVID. This placed the family in financial distress. Their daughter started acting out in school and became a victim of bullies. Once they arrived in the new city, within a short time, their life took a turn for the worse. Ray was beaten, robbed, and hospitalized. As a result, they are now facing an eviction and are unable to meet other household financial obligations. They have no clue of their next step. Not to mention, the wife is pregnant and due any day now. They have been urgently praying for a solution, and that is where we begin our story. Now, without further ado, we present to you Umoja, the Miracle of Giving. We pray you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in, and happy Kwanzaa.
Scene 1. True and Jackson are excited about the game they just bought. While on their return back, the new neighbor girl, May, is outside in her yard. As they get closer, she steps in front of the boys, interrupting their walk.
Y'all ain't all that.
True and Jackson look at one another confused.
Okay, but we never said we were. Look, we're sorry about what happened to you, but we're praying for things to get better.
This throws May off, as she has no clue that they know what happened to her family. In addition, she's already angry at God, and prayer is out the window. Despite what they're saying, this does not change her heart or mind. In fact, it has only increased her anger even more to fight.
What do you to speak?
Look, we don't know you. We never talked to you before, so why do you keep bothering us? We heard what happened to you, and that was not cool, but we didn't do it, okay? But we'll keep praying for you. Now, can you get out of the way? We have a new game to play.
They start walking away, disturbed and shaking their heads. Just then, May yells back.
Oh, yeah? Well, you better not let me touch either one of you alone. Now go. Pray about that while you pray.
True and Jackson walk around her and continue to go inside. True tells his big sister, Colleen, what they just experienced with the new neighbor girl, and then he proceeds to go home. Meanwhile, May is still outside in her yard, and she sees True walking alone as she expected. She steps in front of him again, interrupting his walk, and proceeds to grab him by the shirt real hard.
I thought I told you don't let him touch you alone. Now cock your snap.
He pushes her hands off and frees himself from her grip.
Hey,
what's your problem? First off, I ain't afraid of you, but I ain't trying to fight no girl. I already told you I don't know you, so I don't have a problem with you, so keep your hands off me and get out of my face.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got one with you, so what are you gonna do about it?
Like I said, I don't know you, and I don't have anything to say to you. It is best you leave me alone.
She grabs him once again.
I said, get your hands off me now.
True proceeds to get loose from her grip, but May is not trying to let go. And they're so loud, it catches the attention of True's big sister, Colleen.
Hey, wait a minute now. What in the world is going on out here? What is the problem between you two?
May lets go, giving him an extra push as she releases him.
True, get in here right now. And you, little Missy, what's wrong with you? You have no business out here fighting, especially with boys. I know your parents, and I'll be talking to them regarding this incident and your behavior. Now get yourself home.
True goes inside, looking back at May shaking his head, while May has a grin on her face. She slowly walks away. True again explains to his sister what's been happening with this girl. He proceeds to head home again, leaving out the back door this time to avoid any more confrontations with May. A few minutes later, True arrives at his own home very upset, slamming the door behind him and yelling for his mom.
Mom!
Mom! Mom!
Mom!
Mama Ann comes out the kitchen with a worried look.
What in the world is going on? And why are you yelling, sweetie?
That's it. I'm done praying.
I just need to hit her one good time.
Hey, sweetie, what's going on? Calm down. Now, who is it you want to hit and why?
That new neighbor girl. I have no clue what her problem is, but she just won't stop messing with us. And today she went too far. She grabbed my shirt and got all in my face. Good thing Colleen came out yelling and broke it up. Ooh, Mama was so mad. She better be glad you and Dad taught us not to say girls, but I ain't gonna lie, Mom. When she put her hands on me, she didn't bet I wouldn't insist on my karate moves on her. That's it. I'm done. Forget those prayers.
What prayers are you talking about?
Me and Jackson felt so bad for what happened to her and her family, so we came up with the best thing we could think of. And that was to pray every day that things would get better for her and her family. And then we thought of praying a miracle prayer and that one would happen for them. But after today, I'm done. Oh, yeah, Mom. Colleen and Sophie will be over to talk to you about all this after dinner.
Okay, good. I had planned on calling her as well. And as far as your prayer goes, don't stop. This is what God wants us to do. Don't ever give up hope. God always answers those kinds of prayers. Just realize the hardest part is in the waiting. See, we don't know God's timing. The only thing we can be reassured of is that he will answer them.
Okay, but how do we make her stop messing with us until our prayers are answered?
Well, good question. I'm with you on that one, sweetie. We are all going to have to come together so we can get to the bottom of all this. However, I do know one thing, and that there's always a bigger picture and a backstory, and I'm sure God is up to something. Just don't you stop praying because prayer changes things, okay? Come on and help me set the table for dinner.
They exited to the kitchen for dinner. After dinner, Papa Danny and True are recapping today's incident. Mom's in the kitchen cleaning and putting away the leftovers.
Son, I'm going to ask you again. So think, are you sure you two haven't done anything to upset her? No teasing, no laughing, no whispering to each other, no nothing. Am I hearing you right?
Yes, Dad, you're hearing me right. I promise we didn't do anything to her. I even put my hand on the Bible.
Okay, son. I believe you. And I'm going to trust that what you are saying is true.
Just then, Mama Ann comes from the kitchen.
Okay, food is put up, kitchen is clean, and I called Colleen. They are all on the way over. She invited the new neighbors, so they should be here any moment now.
Just then, she notices how loud their silence is and feels as if she's interrupting them.
Is everything all right with you two? Are you okay?
Yes, Mom. Dad just wanted to make sure we didn't do any provoking.
Wait. Say what? Provoking? Boy, if I knew you knew that word, I could have saved my breath.
Just then, Colleen and family comes in.
Hey, Mommy. Hey, Daddy.
Hey! Y'all come on in. You know, son, I tell you the truth. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah, you're right about that, Pop.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, sweetie. You know, I got to thinking how I could make sure things are as calm as can be tonight. So I baked us some PTTs.
PTTs? Well, what's that? Did Grandma create a new recipe? Yes, she did. But that's not new, sweetie. When I called, I told her what was going on, and she suggested peace treaty treats. You know, she always has the perfect recipe for any occasion.
Now, that's funny, Mom, peace treaty treats. Well, in that case, so do I.
Oh, yeah, Ray and Monique weren't home, so I left a note with a brief explanation as to why I invited them over tonight. We really do need to get to the bottom of this. Hopefully they will be here shortly. Boys, go ahead and play till they get here.
The boys exit off to the adjoining family room.
Okay, well, in the meantime, True told me you stopped what was going on between them and the new neighbor girl. He also told me that this girl has been bullying them since they moved, and today she went too far. Did you know what was going on?
No, I didn't, Mom. And Jackson never mentioned a word about it. I know one thing. If I hadn't come out, no telling how far she would have gone. Not to mention, it's sad that girls think that they can put their hands on boys, but they've been taught that boys better not even think about hitting girls.
Well, I don't know what her problem is with the boys, but we're going to find out tonight. I'm somewhat confused because her parents seem to be good people. I am not as close to them as you are, but from the little conversation I did have with them while on my walk was a warm, friendly one.
They really are warm and friendly. I've talked and had lunch with her mom, Monique. She's expecting any moment. You know, and she doesn't need this on her plate right now. One thing she said after all they've been through and that truly inspired me was that she said that no matter what, they still trust God and will continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Just then, Colleen turns and looks and addresses Anthony.
Honey, I hope and pray our faith will be that strong if we ever go through that, what they're going through. You know, sweetie, I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to show us what we can do to help them.
We will, honey. You know, I'm glad you feel this way, because after talking with Ray, I also prayed and asked God what we could do to make a difference. Now, this is not just a quick fix, so I decided to hire him to manage one of the stores.
Say what, honey? Can we afford to do that?
Sweetheart, I've had it all figured out. I can start him off with a salary of $5,200 a month, and after a year, I will increase it by 5%.
Honey, that sounds really good and all, but can we afford it?
Sweetheart, this is really what God placed upon my heart. I cannot afford not to. Baby girl, you know what else God placed on my heart?
No, but I got a feeling you're going to tell me anyway. So what else did God place on your heart, honey?
He placed on my heart to tell you to open up that bakery you've always loved.
Wait, what? Baby, are you serious? Really?
Yes, sweetie, really. I have been making down payments on the adjoining building, and I finally got it paid off. It's all yours, baby girl.
Oh, honey, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the best Kwanzaa celebration I've ever experienced. I'm so thankful that we made a commitment and the decision to embark on this awesome journey together.
She kisses him all over his face, then looks and addresses her mom with a little dance.
Hey, Mama, it's on and popping now.
You deserve it, baby. You know, it is said that a man that findeth a wife finds a good thing. And finding you, girl, sure is a good thing.
They embrace, and then Anthony turns his attention back to explaining his plan.
So this is how it would work. Now that the building is paid off, I can use half of that payment to really bless someone with a great job. And the other half is for you to get all you'll need for your shop. Happy Kwanzaa, sweetheart.
You know what, son? That's what I call really helping someone. I mean, this is how we're supposed to help others. Wow. You just put something to my heart right there, son. You now got me thinking how I could help. wait a minute, that's it. This will be perfect. I have a house. I haven't put it on the market yet because it needs a little more work. But I could bless them with it and set them up with an affordable to rent to own agreement.
Oh, honey, really? You know, that's what the first principle of Kwanzaa is all about. This is awesome. It feels as if we've been personally chosen to be examples right here in our own neighborhood. I love being used by God.
Just then, there's a loud knock on the door. The boys come running from the next room. Mama Ann and Colleen wave to hold the boys back while Papa Danny answers the door to find a policeman standing there along with May.
Good evening, officer. How can I help you?
Good evening, folks. Sorry to disturb you, but as I was walking on my break, I watched and observed this young girl begging for money as they were going in and out of the store. So I got out of my car and went over to ask her why she was out here begging for money. I explained how dangerous this is. When I inquired where she lived, she said she was staying with some neighbors while her mom's in the hospital having a baby. This is why I brought her here. Is this true?
Just then, Colleen, so a bit confused, interrupts. So she's able to quickly catch on to the fact that there's May saving grace at that moment.
Yes, that's correct, officer. Her mother is having a baby. Thanks for bringing her here. Are there any charges against her?
No, ma'am. But I did, however, give her a good talking to and a warning that if I see her out here again, begging, which is actually called panhandling, I would arrest her and she would wind up doing some time in detention. And she doesn't seem like the type of girl that wants to be in a place such as that.
Well, again, thank you, officer. We will make sure this doesn't happen again. Wow. Talk about perfect timing. However, we were expecting you to show up with your parents. Be that as it may, this explains why they haven't shown up. However, I do believe what just happened was no accident. So let's get to the bottom of what's really going on. But first, let me ask you, why are you not at the hospital with your parents? Second, why are you begging for money? Third, why did you lie to the police? And fourth, why are you bullying our boys?
Just then, True jumps up, very upset, adding a fifth question for her to answer as well.
Wait. And Finn, why you put your hands on me?
True. Sweetie, calm down. We'll get there. I'm sure she has an explanation. So let's allow her to do so. May, right?
Right. And for starters, I'm not at the hospital because I've been trying to get enough money to pay for a room at the Bethel Inn so my mom would have a place to take the baby when she gets out. Our lights are cut off, and we have nowhere to go. Ever since we moved, nothing but bad stuff has been happening to us. First my dad got robbed, then our house got broken into, and all my games and our computers got stolen. I hate it here.
Okay. Calm down. Take a deep breath. Yes, a lot has happened to you and your family as we all feel awful. However, it doesn't excuse your behavior. You still have to be accountable for your actions. With that being said, we as a family have come together and we're going to do everything that we can to make things better for you and your family. Now, when will your mother be released from the hospital?
Tomorrow! And we have nowhere to go and I need to let them know I made enough money for us to stay at the Bethel Inn for 3 days. Can I please use a phone to call my father?
Well, yes, you do need to call him. you will not be telling him any of that. For one, there's no room at the Bethel Inn. It's full. I saw the sign on my way home. However, you do need to let him know you're okay, and then I would like to talk to him.
He hands May his phone.
Hello? Dad? Yes, yes, I'm okay. I'm at my friend's house. No, not her. The neighbor's boys. Remember the boys I was telling you I just had a little misunderstanding with? Yes, but we're friends now.
That's when the boys look at one another in shock with their mouths wide open, totally speechless.
Tell Mom I love her and I love you, Dad. Kiss my little brother and his dad wants to kiss you. Here he is. Bye.
He hands Anthony back his phone.
Hey, Ray, my brother. I mean, y'all did it. Congratulations, neighbor. I have a plan. I have discussed this over with my family, and we're decided we're not going to give you anything to worry about regarding where you will be staying upon your release. We have a guest house. You are welcome to stay in. We'll discuss the details later. Oh, and yes, we refuse to take no for an answer.
Let them know not to worry about food and dinner, that it will be on us.
Hey, and don't worry about me. We got her, okay? Oh, and don't worry about food or dinner. My parents are inviting us all over their place. Yes, and again, congratulations. Yes, yes. Yes, they're very good people. Oh, you're welcome, my brother, my friend. I'll see you all in the morning.
All righty then. Now that that's taken care of, let's see if we can take care of and clear the air on another serious issue. Would any of you three like to guess what that is?
Just then, Truth jumps up, raising his hand, eager to go first and get straight to the point.
I know. It's about me getting roughed up, pushed, and being threatened every day for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason.
Okay, guys, bring it down a notch. Calm down, and let's give May a chance to explain.
Everybody looks intensively at May, and the room is suddenly quiet as a church mouse.
Okay, I'm sorry, okay? I was mad. I don't know. Maybe because I wanted to be friends and they didn't want to be friends with me. I didn't want to move here in the first place. I miss my best friend and now I don't have nobody.
Then why didn't you just try to be friendly with to us instead of being mean to us? We would have been your friends.
Yeah, you have to see yourself friendly if you want friends.
In other words, you are not approachable. So you know what we decided to do?
What? Plot how you both could beat me up?
Wait, what? No. Hello, you're a girl? We know we can really hurt you, but we're taught not to. So we decided we want to start praying for a miracle for you and your whole family.
May looks very confused.
Really? I thought only parents and church mothers prayed those kinds of prayers.
Well, we're not parents.
And we sure ain't no church ladies.
Wow, you guys are different. Thanks for praying for me. Will you guys forgive me and be my friend?
Yes, we forgive you, and yes, we'll be your friends.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, don't you all feel better? Well, we better head out. Come on, True, you might as well come with us. Go get a change of clothes or something to sleep in.
This will give you a chance to seal the deal of forgiveness. Now that I think about it, Mom, you were right. We are experiencing firsthand another principle of Kwanzaa, Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility.
You know, I was also telling True earlier how there's always a bigger picture than what we see. This is how we know God is up to something. I'm excited. Tomorrow is going to be the best celebration we've ever had.
You know, honey, you and baby doll may be onto something. You're right about it being a bigger picture. I agree. God is up to something, and we're all a part of it. No doubt he's using us to show what Kwanzaa is all about within our neighborhood.
Exactly. And on that note, let's get going. Maybe promise your parents we got you so you will stay in the guest bedroom. Okay, sweetie? It's been an exhausting day, and we have a full day tomorrow.
They start heading towards the door, but Colleen remembers she forgot to get a family recipe from her mother.
Oh, wait. Hold on, honey. I need to get that recipe from Mama. Just give me 1 minute. Hey, Mom, let me get Grandma's recipe for that groundnut stew. You know she's having a hard time with me making it this year. But I told her, Grandma, it's called pass it down. I got this. Good thing I remembered. I almost left without.
Okay, children, I think it's best you all come see. It looks like they're all going to be together. And as they say, 1 minute.
As Papa Danny is walking on with them, he's also laughing and agreeing.
I agree with you on that one, man, because their 1 minute be turning into 1 hour.
And sometimes 2 minutes, that is.
Oh, funny. Ha ha, whatever. Anyway, I just want to make sure that our Kwanzaa dinner is on point. This will be my first time making the groundnut stew. I got my on point with the sweet potato biscuits, the jerk chicken, and my mango pound cake for dessert. Not to mention, you know, Grandma's going to be inspecting every dish we make just because we told her we're giving her a break this year.
I feel you on that, baby girl. I got the Cajun catfish, collard greens, and the coconut cake popping off. However, I do have one small run before everything closes. Good thing a couple of stores are open till midnight.
Just then, Papa Danny returns from walking Anthony and the children to their place with a couple houses down.
Hey, honey, you are right on time. I was just saying, I have a little more shopping to do tonight. Oh, and Colleen, sweetie, we can drop you off at your place, okay?
Oh, no, Mama, I think I'll just roll with you two and let Anthony hang out with the children. See, I know what you're going to do. I do need to pick up a few items, especially for the baby, and maybe a little something for myself, too.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's switch. I'll go hang with the guys, and you two can hang.
Oh, okay. Sweetie, you going to let us loose with your bank card?
Of course Daddy is, Mama. We his two favorite girls. Not to mention Daddy trusts us, right, Daddy?
Of course he does, sweetie. Now, come on, let's do what we do best.
Yes, ma'am. I'm right behind you, Mama. Thank you, Daddy. You're the best.
Papa Danny, seeing how they're just a little too excited, quickly changes his mind.
Now that I'm thinking a little more clearly, y'all ain't in the car yet.
Yeah.
It's the next day, and Papa Danny is sitting in the living room drinking coffee and reading the paper. Mama Ann enters all excited.
Okay, everything is ready. Colleen called and said that Monique is doing well. She's up walking and doing things as if she never even had a baby. I'm excited. A newborn baby in the house on the first day of Kwanzaa? Now, how special is that? So, how do I look, honey?
Baby, you are all that and then some. You look amazing. But then and again, you always do. That's why I got you, boo.
They both laugh, all snuggling in one another's arms. Just then, everybody arrives.
Happy Kwanzaa, Mom and Dad.
Happy Kwanzaa, baby doll. Hey, Grandma. Hey, son, grandson. Hey. Wow. Hello, new family.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome indeed.
Happy Kwanzaa and congratulations. Good to see you all again. And look at this handsome little fella. Who do we have here? Hey, little fella. Welcome.
Say hi. My name is LaDon. Wow, you all are so amazing. This is making us all so humble.
Praise God. We are so happy you're here.
Next, Colleen draws everyone's attention.
We are so blessed and excited that your family is united with our family on this very special day. So, let me introduce you to someone you haven't met. This is my mom's mother and my grandmother. She's a beautiful woman of wisdom and where we get all our recipes from. We call her Grandma D.
Hello and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us on this special day.
Ray, would you like to do the honors of introducing your family?
Wow. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
Well, for starters, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. We appreciate your true acts of kindness, inviting us to have dinner with you. We are filled with nothing but gratitude. My name is Ray. This is my, and as you already know, our door mate. And, of course, baby LaDon. Oh, wait. My bad, baby. Do you want to take a minute and say something first, honey?
Just then, Mae jumps up and interrupts.
Oh, no. Can I go first? I just learned that a woman's 1 minute can be 1 hour. I'll make it real quick. I just want to say how sorry I am and that I really feel bad for being mean to you guys. You never did anything to deserve it. I also think your prayers worked because I really do feel all different and stuff. Hey, I did it. It's like prayers have superpowers. That's how they change things, right? Now that's way cool. Wait, you know what? I'm going to start praying too. Shoot. I know some children that need changing. Okay,
wow,
Mom,
you really have
love you.
Wow, you have really changed. But look, we still have some unfinished business to take care of when all of this is over. I'm just saying, I love you too. I want to first thank God for answering our prayers, especially my husband's prayers. And I am really lost for words and I'm just so grateful and thankful. Whatever I can do and whatever we can do, we will. Thank you. Just thank you so much for taking us in. And we may never be able to pay you right now, but we will find a way, and we won't stop until we do. Thank you all again from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
She's right. We will. I will. I would do whatever I can. I'm a carpenter and an installer. The company I was working for shut down, so I moved here. I heard it was a better place to live, more jobs, better schools. Well, I still don't have a job, and I never counted on getting beat, robbed, home broken into, lights cut off, and we've been evicted. If it wasn't for the baby, we don't know where we would have been these last few days. I've never stopped praying and trusting God, that God had a plan and was going to make a way for us. Then when you called and offered us a place to stay, all I could do was drop to my knees, hallelujah, and give God praise. Well, it's not over yet. This is only the beginning.
When God shows up, my brother, he shows up. You see, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good.
God is good.
Good.
Now, my son, Anthony and I.
Just then, he remembers this was all Anthony's idea.
Oh, Seth. Wait a moment. My bad. Anthony, you go first. After all, this was your idea.
Oh, no. You good? We're in this together, Pops. Go ahead and continue.
Okay. Well, my brother, Anthony and I came up with a way we can help you. I operate a real estate business, and I have this three-bedroom house that needs a paint job, a carpet laid, and a family to live in it. This house I have not put on the market yet, and now I have a feeling why. This house will be perfect for you and all. I'll have it furnished, and I'll give you an option of owning it after 2 years.
They're all speechless with their mouths wide open. Ray grabs his head, and Monique starts crying.
What? Are you kidding me? I can't accept it until I find a job.
Well, now, just wait a minute. This is where I come in and offer you a manager's position working for me. I own a furniture discount outlet, and I can start you with a salary of $60,000 a year.
Ray and Monique are both in shock and begin crying, hugging one another, and are unable to respond.
Wow, I've never seen this before. They can't even speak, but I can. Yes, he will take the house, and he will take the job.
At that moment, True stands and claps his hand one loud time in excitement, just like his father, to make his announcement. Anne and Colleen excuses themselves.
Okay, well, Jackson and I talked it over, and we each decided we wanted to put our allowance together and buy some of the things that were stolen.
Now, we didn't know your favorite color, but we kind of got an idea what colors girls like. So, we got you two different girl colors, a purple game system with games, and a pink laptop.
Just then, True leaves excited in a hurry. He returns carrying a huge, multicolored teddy bear.
Okay, one last gift. I know it must be hard not having your best friend, and I also know that most girls love big, soft teddy bears. So I thought this one could be your very best friend.
May gasps with her mouth wide open as she accepts her new friend. She instantly falls in love, hugging her new best friend. Just then, she peeps around the bear, and with a little sparkle in her eyes, she makes eye contact with True.
Thank you both so much.
Just then, she randomly gives True a bear hug and a quick peck on his cheek, leaving him speechless and in a daze.
You all have made me and my family the happiest family in the world.
Jackson notices True is still in the daze, so he waves his hand in front of his eyes to make him snap out of it.
Hello, Earth to True. Are you there?
And Colleen returns with a crib and a playpen filled with gifts for the baby and a gift card for them all.
Ray, Monique, May, and baby LaDawn, we welcome you all into our family.
Monique, here's some gifts for baby LaDawn. He has everything he needs, and then this way, you two have no need to worry about anything. In addition, we're giving you $5,000 cash in advance, okay? Okay, let's get this Kwanzaa celebration in action.
Grandma D stands up to finalize the welcoming of them into the family with her prayer and special presentation.
Well, again, happy Kwanzaa, everyone. And let us bow our heads in prayer. Loved one, we are gathered together to give thanks to the Creator. I want to thank you for giving the blessings of all the earth and honor of all the good things manifest in all creation. We ask the spirit of Kwanzaa to be infused in every aspect of our daily lives as we always remember the wisdom of our ancestors with reverence. Now, as we celebrate family with great love and special care for our children, because they are the key to our cultural survival. Peace and blessings to you on this Kwanzaa day. Amen. Amen. Ashe, ashe. Kwanzaa is the celebration that's held to honor African heritage. This holiday was created by Dr. Malanga Karinga. It is a celebration of seven principles of Kwanzaa. Umoja, which means unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima means collective work and responsibility. Ujama means collective economics. Nia means purpose. Kumba means creativity. Imani means faith. My special gift activity called for the youngest to light the first candle, which is the black one. Jackson, you're still the youngest this year, sweetie. So, of course, you get to light it again.
At this moment, Grandma did take a moment to explain to Ray, Monique, and May the reason why the youngest lights the first candle.
The reason for the youngest lighting the first black candle is the fact that the youngest represents the future generation. And then Jackson will light the candle. Next, I invite your family to join in with us on our call and response tradition. I will call out Habagani, which is actually a question asking, what's happening, you know, what's the news? In which you all respond back with the answer, Umoja. Bye-bye, Ghani.
Umoja.
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 And now it's time for the call. Harambe. This is a call for unity, meaning let's pull together. I will call out Harambe, and each person will call out Harambe. Harambe.
Harambe!
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 Harambe! Thank you so much for this amazing educational gift of principles of Kwanzaa. I never knew them in detail.
Mom, now can we eat?
Yeah, it's just too good up in here.
May address her mom and dad.
Hey, I just thought of something. This is
going to
be
all for
new food for us, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is, sweetie.
I agree with the children. Let's eat.
everyone laughs and agrees, moving to settle around the table to celebrate together. The end. We thank you all for your support and tuning in and listening. Happy Kwanzaa. This is a production that was written by our very own gifted Tamara Walker and performed by the writer Joe Family. At this time, Brother Dan.
Our Writers Row family would like to thank each and everyone for tuning into this program. We have many projects that will be coming forth this year, thanks to the great diversity that we have among us. We are very thankful to the entrepreneur, liberated woman, celebrated playwright, a gifted artist in many ways who developed and wrote this play. I bring to you Tamara Monique Walker.
Hey, hello. What's up? Thank you, everybody that is listening. We got a family in the background. All right, thank you. That's a little better. Anyway, I really don't have much to say except for thank you all for tuning in and thank you all for watching. I had an amazing time writing this, and I thank everybody, all the actors. You all did an amazing job, and I thank you all. Happy Kwanzaa and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year.
Thank
Happy
you.
New
At
Year.
This time, we can open up the floor, and we are welcoming calls to address the cast. So if anybody would like to speak to the cast and have any questions, we welcome them at this time. Don't everyone speak at the same time. Do we have any questions?
All right, we can close at this time. Again, thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. If there's no more questions or anything else to digest, I will end the show.
Thank
Good
you
evening.
So much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Hotel.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Yes, bye-bye.
You can hang up. Oh, my God, true. I don't know what
should
exactly
we,
what's going on. But I'm gonna
should we meet on Zoom
that,
right now?
Other people, they were so loud. They were so noisy. And every time you sniffed, every time you coughed, every time you moved, that little microphone picked up all your moving, picked up all your sneezing and
okay,
coughing
I'm hanging
and going.
Up.
It was,